Please proceed.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the subcommittee. Thanks for inviting me to talk to you about colony collapse disorder and related issues affecting American agriculture. I'm Mae Barenbaum. I'm a Swanland professor and head of the Department of Entomology at University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, and I've been a member of the National Academy of Sciences since 1994. The principal focus of this hearing is colony collapse disorder, the sudden inexplicable disappearance of millions of honeybees across the nation. But to understand the magnitude and impact of this problem, it must be placed in the broader context of pollinator decline in general. Approximately three-quarters of the world's 250,000 flowering plants require mobile animal partners, or pollinators, to reproduce. Over the past two decades, concern has grown around the world about declining abundance of pollinators of all descriptions. During this period in the U.S., the honeybee, the world's premier managed pollinator, experienced dramatic declines. Between 1947 and 2005, colony numbers declined by over 40%, from almost 6 million to less than 2.5 million. Thus, the National Research Council, the research arm of the National Academy of Sciences, convened an ad hoc committee funded by the USDA, the U.S. Geological Survey, and the National Academy of Sciences itself to document the status of pollinators in North America. I served as chair of that committee. Our committee of 15 experts quickly established that there is an extraordinary paucity of reliable data on pollinator populations. This dearth applies even to honeybees, which is surprising given that they're essentially six-legged livestock that manufacture agricultural commodities, honey and wax, more importantly, contribute agricultural services. Pollination of nearly 100 crop species in the U.S. could collectively make up one-third of U.S. diet, including the most high-value healthy foods. Although economists differ in calculating the exact dollar value of honeybee pollination, virtually all estimates range in the billions of dollars. It's difficult to think of any other multi-billion dollar agricultural enterprise that's so casually monitored. Methods for estimating honeybee availability for pollination are outdated and inadequate. Since 1947, the National Agricultural Statistics Service has conducted an annual survey of honeybee and conducts a census every 5 years, but the focus of data collection has been honey production and not pollination. This was appropriate 60 years ago, but today the value of pollination greatly exceeds the value of honey production. Nor do these surveys consider colony health. The magnitude of decline in honeybee abundance and efficacy, despite 6 decades of data collection, cannot be definitively evaluated. Bee health is utterly critical here. CCD is just the most recent of an unrelenting series of devastating problems affecting American honeybees. Introduced pests and parasites, microbial diseases, pesticide drifts, and competition with Africanized bees have all contributed to declines since assessments began. Shortages were sufficiently acute that in 2005, for the first time in 85 years since passage of the Honeybee Act of 1922, bees were imported from outside the U.S. to meet pollination demand. Importing bees is risky and it increases the chances of introducing new pests and parasites. Even before CCD, we estimated if honeybee numbers continue to decline at the rates documented from 1989 to 1996, managed honeybees in the United States will cease to exist by 2035. Historically, wild honeybees have provided pollination for both natural and managed plant communities. Parasite infestations have eliminated wild colonies in many areas, but without any systematic monitoring, there's no way to know how many are left. Committee recommendations included changing data collection practices to account for pollination service and colony health. Increased investment is also needed to encourage innovative approaches to keeping bees healthy and improving genetic stocks. Many aspects of contemporary apiculture remain largely unchanged since the 19th century, in part due to the low priority accorded to honeybee research in the agricultural sector. Bees are living in 19th century housing, and comparable to dairy barns without electricity and running water. The committee concluded its deliberations before CCD appeared, but enormous losses incurred were predictable. Over-reliance on one managed non-native species is inherently unstable. CCD has accelerated the rate of colony loss, and beekeepers as well as growers need immediate relief. Many investigators, as Dr. Cox Foster mentioned, in the CCD working group are donating their own time and money to solve this problem, and altruism is not a sustainable long-term strategy. Completion of the honeybee genome in October 2006 provides extraordinarily powerful new tools used for diagnosis and development of management strategies, but new federal competitive funding to support multidisciplinary research is necessary to enable and expand this limited pool of investigators. The proposed 2007 Farm Bill identifies specialty crops as a high priority for research. Most of these depend on insect pollination. Pollination sustainability should be a conspicuous component of this legislation. As well, a permanent surveillance program for parasites and diseases of honeybees is urgently needed to prevent the introduction of new pests. A consequence of relying overwhelmingly on a single species is that few alternative actively managed species exist. Wild pollinators are not exploited to any significant extent either. Efforts to monitor honeybees may be inadequate, but efforts to monitor wild pollinators in North America are essentially non-existent, despite the fact that wild pollinator contributions to crop pollination are worth $3 billion annually. Evidence indicates that some North American pollinator species have gone extinct, have declined or even gone extinct. For many species, there's no evidence of decline because their populations have never been monitored. Systematic monitoring programs of wild pollinators in Europe have revealed dramatic declines in abundance and diversity. Monitoring is needed here to document changes in pollinator status. Wild pollinators maintain plant diversity and hence ecosystem diversity in every state in the country. Conserving America's pollinators will require economic incentives. The Farm Bill provides an opportunity to address this need by encouraging state-level Natural Resources Conservation Service offices to promote pollinator-friendly practices for all farmers participating in USDA cost-share programs, land retirement programs, and production stewardship programs. Ensuring the security of our food supply is an explicit national priority. Although it's generally discussed in the context of vulnerability to attack from beyond our borders, food security faces a greater threat from within our borders. The overly optimistic, deep-seated conviction that pollination resources will always be available. Armies of economists devote hours to calculate our energy meat reserves, but there's never been a comparable effort to calculate our pollination reserves. Human technological innovation has not, in most cases, replaced or even improved upon animal pollinators, and it's unlikely to do so in the immediate future. As long as plants depend on pollinators, America depends on pollinators, and right now they need your help. Thank you, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.